In a 1970 Beetle Bailey comic strip, a character known as Sarge shouts at his uniform-wearing dog, Otto, over a paperwork mistake. "Think, Otto, think," Sarge says. "We can't all be Snoopy," a sad Otto answers. This joining of two well-known comic strip dogs is being shown along with many other images at the world's largest cartoon museum. It is part of a new presentation of the history of dogs in the world of cartooning. The Dog Show, 2 centuries of canine cartoons, is being shown at Ohio State University's Billy Ireland Cartoon Library and Museum in Columbus, Ohio. It will be open through October. The idea for the show came when the family of Brad Anderson, the creator of the cartoon dog Marmaduke, donated his collection in 2018. It included 16,000 Marmaduke cartoons from 1954 to 2010 and other works. Anderson died in 2015. The addition of Anderson's dog cartoons started a discussion about other cartoons with dogs in the museum, said museum coordinator Anne Drozd. "There were so many comic strips and magazine cartoons and comic books and so many different examples that have dogs in them. Dogs' personalities make them a very good fit for the comic strip," said show organizer Brian Walker. "Dogs aim to please, so they actually make really good cartoon characters," said Walker. He is a cartoonist and cartoon historian. He is also the son of Mort Walker, the creator of Beetle Bailey. Though Otto first appeared in Beetle Bailey in 1956, he was a normal four-legged dog until around 1970, when Mort Walker made him more human. He gave Otto his own uniform and desk. That change most likely came because of Snoopy in Charles Schulz's Peanuts strip, Brian Walker said. The oldest image in the show is a reprint of British artist George Cruikshank's drawing of weather, "So Bad, It's Raining Cats and Dogs." Moving through the years, the show includes well-known dogs like Sandy from Little Orphan Annie, Daisy from Blondie, and Dogbert from Scott Adams' Dilbert strip. George Booth's New Yorker magazine cartoon dogs are also being shown, and so are images by newspaper cartoonist Linda Barry. Other works include Shari Flenikin's Trots and Bonnie, about a girl and her talking dog, that appeared in National Lampoon from 1972 to 1990. There are well-known characters like Dogman from the book series by cartoonist Dave Pilkey. There are also 6 strips from a 1940s Dick Tracy cartoon with a dog named Mug that the detective looks after for a while. Brian Walker said his favorite cartoon in the show comes from the 1955 Disney movie Lady and the Tramp, showing the dogs eating at an Italian restaurant. They're both eating the same piece of spaghetti, and their lips kind of come together, and they fall in love, Walker said. It doesn't get much better than that. I'm Susan Shand.